Today is Tuesday, February 16th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. We got a voicemail, and I think it's a question. I don't know, I haven't listened to it, but I think it could be a question about something that I talked about yesterday. So let's go ahead and listen to that. Here we go.
Hey.
Let me download that and then we'll listen to it because apparently the player is having a problem. So let's just download it. Let's try that again.
Hey, here's my tour. Because why not? I was just listening to your show and you were talking about setting your thermostat at 68.
Yeah.
And it crossed my mind that you have gas heat in your house. In
yeah.
which case, there is no extra electricity needed for you to set your thermostat to 78 degrees or even 90 degrees if you really wanted to. It would be the gas, not the electricity. The electricity for your heat is just to blow the air around.
Right.
And that would use the same energy usage regardless of the temperature that you had it set at. So.
Uh-oh. Whoa. I'm having issues today, folks. I'm sorry. Let's play that.
So just thought I would bring that up because I know we have gas heat here in Florida where it's currently 84. Anyway, goodbye.
Right. Well, that was Daniel, by the way. And thank you for calling. I don't know what the beginning problem was. Let me just play that again and make sure it wasn't me.
Hey,
yeah, that recording is messed up. All right, so there was a little bit of a problem with your recording there, Daniel, but it's fine. I only expect the best audio from you, and I don't know what that was. Anyway, regardless, I don't know if I explained well yesterday. So they called us and also text messaged us, and when I say they, it was the city of Tontytown, which is where we live. And they actually said, please conserve electricity and gas. And all of the articles that we've been reading and the local news and everything has said that the gas companies and the electric companies have both said or all said that they're concerned that they will either run out of electricity and or run out of gas. And so they've asked us to conserve electricity and gas both. And so, yeah, that's the answer to that. I'm not sure if I was clear when I said that, but yeah, that's what it is. So it is not snowing right now, but it's supposed to start snowing again around 9 p.m., I think. I hate it when it does. Well, I don't want to be. Okay, first of all, I love snow. I really like snow. We're going snow skiing. I'm going to really enjoy it. I don't know why I like snow. I guess I just like looking out and seeing all this white. It's just really pretty. I used to enjoy playing in it, but as I've gotten older, I really don't like to be cold. So snow skiing is different because you bundle up and you're, I don't know, snow skiing is really fun as you go down the mountain. And there's, although it's getting less and less fun, all the work you have to put all these clothes on and all these different layers that you have to put on and all this kind of crap. And then you're wearing these very uncomfortable boots that you're having to walk around and you have to carry your skis and I don't know. And then you get on this lift and it takes you up the mountain and that's kind of fun, except it's generally cold as you're riding, even though you're wearing all of these layers, it's generally cold as you're riding up the lift, winds blowing in your face, etc. And you get up to the top and then the ski run down to the bottom is a few minutes probably. And then you start all over again. So I don't know. It is fun. I do enjoy it, but it's, you know, it is a bit of a hassle for the amount of fun that it is probably. I did find out some coworkers did tell us that there's a ski area. I doubt it's a resort, but there's a ski area about 4 hours north of here, north of Kansas City, Missouri, and I didn't know that. And so I was thinking, well, in the future, for the next few years, while my stepdad is still able to snow ski, maybe we should just drive there when they're open, basically, instead of having to fly to Colorado or whatever. But anyway, regardless of that, there are some things that I enjoy in the snow. Most of all, just looking out the window and seeing snow, which is what I've been doing for the past couple of days. It's literally like I'm a kindergartner and I want there to be a snow day, except, you know, we're all working from home now. School is doing virtual school, everything. So it's not, you don't really get snow days anymore. And when you work, I've always been able to work from home. So I haven't had a snow day from work in forever because I can just open up the computer and work at home. It's not a big deal. So, but I don't know. I've been looking out the windows. We've had drama trying to get Sydney to go to the bathroom because she likes to play in the snow, but she doesn't like to use the bathroom in the snow. And we did. We put down a tarp. Mark was really smart and put down a tarp, and we were able to keep a little square without snow, basically. But the thing about that is she needs a larger area to roam around in, to sniff and find a place, the perfect spot to use the bathroom. I don't know what the perfect spot is, but it seems like she has to roam around. And we couldn't get her to do number two because I guess normally Mark walks her. And that loosens everything up, I suppose. And so with her just going out and we're trying to tell her, go poo, go poo, go poo. And she doesn't do it. And so finally, he walked her today, but he walked her in the snow. Now, luckily, like I said before, I guess the snow last time was wetter. And so when she walked out in it, it immediately clumped to her fur. He walked her today and it did not stick to her paws. So I guess because of how cold it is, it's a drier snow. I'm not really sure. I don't have an update on my parents. They have not contacted me, so they either died or they're okay. I need to call them again after I get done recording today and just make sure that everything's all right. We haven't gotten out. There are people driving in the snow, but I don't feel comfortable driving in the snow, so we're probably not going to go anywhere until who knows when. I don't know. We'll need to go grocery shopping on the weekend, but it's supposed to warm up on Saturday, I think. So hopefully the roads will clear up on Saturday/Sunday and we'll be able to go to the grocery store. I didn't really talk much about the weekend, and we didn't really do much on the weekend. We hung around the house. We did watch two movies, and I enjoyed both of them. And both of them had bad reviews. So we watched Dark Phoenix, which is the X-Men movie that came out with the girl from Game of Thrones. She's Dark Phoenix, and she plays the Dark Phoenix character, and Jean Grey is the name of the character, and then her superhero name is Dark Phoenix or Phoenix. And it was really good. We really both enjoyed it, and it doesn't have good reviews at all. And there was a little bit of talk about how I read a couple of articles that said, oh, it would have been better, but Disney was buying Fox at the time that they were finishing up this movie, or that they were, I don't know if they were finishing it up or if they were recording it, but because of the fact that Disney was buying Fox, they did things differently than they would have done. Fox didn't put as much promotion around it, et cetera, et cetera. So it just didn't do as well. But also, they would have done more reshoots and stuff like that if they needed to make it better. Also, they were thinking about making it a two-part movie, and they didn't do that because of the fact that Disney was purchasing them. So, I don't know, but we really enjoyed it. We thought it was really good. I don't really understand. I love X-Men, so anything X-Men related I'm going to like. And then the next movie we watched was The New Mutants, which also got really bad reviews. And this is also an X-Men movie. And this is the last Fox X-Men movie that came out. And it's younger characters. It's got that the girl who is in that chess show on Netflix, Anna Taylor-Joy or Anna something Joy. I can't remember her name, but something like that. She's really good in it. And it takes place in an asylum kind of setting or a hospital kind of setting. And they're young, they're these young mutants, and they're different characters than the main ones that you normally see. And it talks about how they're trying to, these people in this asylum or whatever it is, are trying to figure out ways to remove their powers or control them. And it's all about that. And it was really good. We really enjoyed it. And other than that, we just kind of hung around the house. We waited for snow, and we just ordered PF Chang's for Valentine's evening. So that was about it. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.